The Peacemakers. The Reverend Tab Otmers. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. When Matthew 5, verse 9, is used to support a political agenda against guns, people usually think they have a proper understanding of peacemakers. The line of reasoning is this: Jesus said peacemakers are called sons of God, so we should all desire to be called sons of God. Peacemaking means no use of guns, therefore, Jesus means, if you want to be called sons of God you cannot use guns. Yes, Jesus did say these words, and as a Bible-believing Christian, I am glad we can agree that when Jesus, the Son of God, speaks, we should listen. However, this is not the only time Jesus spoke of peace and how it is made. If you consider Jesus's birth, the angels announced in Luke 2, verse 14,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Peace is the reason Jesus comes, and that seems rather nice. However, if the angels were announcing peace, then that must mean that there was no peace before Jesus came. It may have seemed a somewhat peaceful time in the Middle East, or not, depending on who you were and who was persecuting whom for whatever reason. What peace were the angels speaking of? What peace does Jesus bring? In trying to define what Jesus meant by peacemakers, let's look at Matthew 10, verses 34 to 36.
"Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household."
So were the angels wrong? No. Peace, according to God, is different than what we might consider peace. In John's Gospel, Jesus tells us that we can use the word peace in two ways. Peace according to the world's standards, or there is the peace that God gives. In John 14, verse 27, we read,
"Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
God's definition of peace sometimes differs from ours, and the manner in which peace is accomplished. In Colossians 1, verses 19 to 23, we read,
"For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross."
Who would think that a tool of death and destruction would be used to make peace? This is the cross with Jesus on it. God uses a tool that is typically used to destroy life, and is thought just to be a tool of destruction, for our good. In Colossians 1, verses 21 to 29 we read,
"And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister."
How do we receive this peace, won by Christ on the cross? Saint Paul says it is proclaimed to us, and we grasp it promise by faith. In Romans 5:1 we read,
"Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
So who are the peacemakers? First, it is Christ in whom the fullness of God dwells. Second, in context, Christ uses terms contrary to how the world typically works. Poor in spirit. No, the one who is rich in pride and impresses people is what we strive to be and admire. The meek don't inherit anything. It is a dog-eat-dog world. No one likes to mourn, but they will be comforted. Don't be like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Those who show mercy are taken advantage of. We constantly seek to be full of good things that please our flesh. Hungry for righteousness? That's not how our world works. So is Jesus speaking of making peace as the world considers peace? The absence of violence. Or is it more likely that Christ points us to true peace and how that peace is won? Indeed, we would agree that we should, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. As much as we are able, we should strive for earthly peace. We should not go around looking to start fights. If God used a weapon of punishment, a weapon of pain and suffering, even a weapon of war that is used to punish one's enemies, could we not also do the same? Use guns for good, to establish peace. We should also look to bring the peace of God to all people through the proclamation of the gospel. This is the Christian way in which we are to make peace. We forgive as we have been forgiven by speaking the gospel of forgiveness to one another. This is how we are made sons of God, when we believe that our sins have been forgiven for Christ's sake, and God is at peace with us.